Thank you, Sandako. Welcome to the podcast. I've got a real issue, guys, with superheroes, and I need to discuss.
Okay.
Capes. Why do superheroes wear capes?
Has someone been watching The Incredibles?
They are not practical. They get tangled. They don't do anything. Just the other day, we went to the hospital, and Gilly was Thor in a cape. His cape was getting tangled and caught everywhere.
I know. I the fact that you're 6'4", and you were wearing boots that made you about 6'6", and it's still trailed would suggest this cape very in the way.
Yeah, what are the laundry bills like for the superheroes? Always stepping on them, and it kind of, if it's a bit wet, it'll be getting very tatty down the bottom.
I was watching Mandalorian, and he was wearing a cape, and it was just blowing in the wind, getting tangled. It's not realistic.
This is why Edna Mode on The Incredibles doesn't design her superhero outfits with capes.
Oh.
Because they get sucked into the propellers of planes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I don't like superhero movies. They're so realistic these days, but the one and the only plot hole in the film is the capes that they all wear.
Yeah.
Is it because if you just saw a figure flying through the air with no cape, you'd be like, what is that?
Possibly.
But the cape is so synonymous with superheroes now, we need it to visually appreciate what we're witnessing.
But not all superheroes fly. I associate capes with flying.
I was going to say, which superhero is wearing a cape that doesn't fly?
Batman.
Thor?
But he falls with style. Thor flies.
Flies with his hammer. Yeah.
Yep. Superman falls.
Batman glides with his style. He falls.
Yeah, see, that's a functional cape. They're almost wings.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. True. He's the only one with a functional cape thanks to science.
I think capes mean you flying superhero.
Superman does.
Yeah.
Doctor Strange doesn't fly, but his cape is magical. It like takes off and can do things.
Wonder Woman can jump really high. She doesn't fly and she doesn't wear a cape. Spider-Man, no cape, no flying.
Yeah, okay. Interesting. Now, Iron
Captain
Man,
Marvel,
no cape.
Cape, flying.
Yeah, she can fly.
Oh, is it a superiority thing amongst the superhero community. You don't get a cape, you land stricken gremlin. I have a cape, I can fly.
Yeah, like, damn.
Because those memes that pop up, you know, like not all superheroes wear capes. Is Spider-Man scrolling through his Insta feed? Has to take his gloves off first, of course, because otherwise his fingers won't do anything.
Trust me,
he's buying like, absolutely, I'm a superhero. I'm wearing a cape.
Oh.
I've got webs. Like, they shoot. Everyone's like, shut up.
Do you reckon one of the caped superheroes made that meme?
Maybe, or to make the others feel better.
Yeah.
Or maybe like the Spider-Man of the world.
Yeah.
We're just like, guys, not all superheroes wear capes.
Doctor Strange wears a cape.
Mm.
Does he fly?
No, remember I was saying before, his cape's got magical powers.
So it can
go off him and like fight people.
That's
and
right,
do
it doesn't.
Stuff.
It's like the magic carpet
in
Aladdin.
It really is.
Yes,
you're
right.
But the Mandalorian doesn't fly, wears a cape. What an idiot.
Doesn't fly,
no, but
wears
a cape.
He's
in Star Wars.
The exception to the rule, isn't
maybe
he?
Maybe it's a confidence thing. Have you guys worn a cape? You feel great.
Is that the first time you've worn the cape when you were Thor?
Yeah, I've worn a cape once before.
Yeah, and
that was in the boudoir, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
And it was nothing else. Yeah. Just his socks. How did you feel?
Just super confident.
Really?
You're just like, I can take on the world. I'm wearing a cape.
Yeah, that's true. That's an alpha move. It is a real alpha move.
We've got 1 week of shows left. I don't think any of us lack confidence, but do we do one show with a cape?
See how you go.
And see how we go. Or do we have a blind cape day and the Hit family needs to decide, was this the day they wore the capes? Because something's in the air.
Yes.
Are we, because we're already confident people, will we go too far? Oh. We be like, Jess, shut up. Ducko, shut up. I'm talking. Listen to me. That's the only thing that matters. Play a song, Ducko. Go.
Oh, maybe.
Wow. That was the Gillman with a cape.
That was the Gillman with a cape.
I mean, I'm scared to see what you're going to be like with a cape, Jess.
Yeah, geez. I told you Bridezilla came out this week.
Yeah.
So will the cape bring out of it more?
I think
like the Hulk, I won't be able to turn back into Banner.
And you know what's going to happen for me? It's I'm not going to give any Fs. Like, I'll just be like,
do
play
you give
a song.
Fs now?
Nah.
Yeah, that's the thing.
And no change.
From you guys, I mean, I'm always the Hit family. You guys always help me out.
Mm.
Morgan, my partner, and I, now, you know Morgan is a nurse, right?
Yeah.
She's a nurse at the John Hunter, which means she's on shift work. So her hours are a bit all over the shop. She can work plenty of nights. And, you know, obviously we finish in the morning, so we don't have a lot of time to sit down together and view shows together.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a couple, you have your shows. Like, you have your couple shows you can only watch together. You never Netflix cheat and watch an episode without them.
That's right, because you want to talk about it. In this day and age where you can't go to the office and chat because everyone's on a different show or at a different place in the show, at least with your partner, you can
You're
lock
together.
Them in.
And I love that camaraderie.
And if you do, you've got to go back to the episode.
Yep.
And then rewind it back to the start so it looks like you haven't watched it because it's got the progress meter.
Yeah.
And then pretend as though you haven't seen it as you're watching it with your partner.
And hopefully you don't say something like, oh, I love this part. What?
Get ready.
Yeah. So now I love doing that more than anything. But because of Morgan's schedule, it's really hard. The problem is now I'm trying to find my own show that I can just watch on my own at nights by myself with the dog when she's working. But I'll be like, oh, for example, the other day I was like, oh, I think I'm going to watch Queen's Gambit. She's like, oh, I want to watch Queen's Gambit. And I was like, fair, okay, that's a juicy drama show. Let's watch that together. Yep. I was like, what can I watch? Mandalorian, Disney Plus.
Oh, the Star Wars.
Is she a sci-fi fan?
No, okay. And not a Star Wars fan.
Like, right, good choice.
Doesn't mind it, but I was like, excellent. I was like, hey, I'm going to watch The Mandalorian. And I started started watching it. And she called me on her way home. And I was like, oh, I'm just watching Mandalorian. She's like, what are you doing? That was meant to be our show.
Oh, yes. She wants to watch The Mandalorian. No, maybe she wants to dip in.
Okay,
you know.
No, but here's the thing. Every show that I suggest, she wants to watch because we like similar things. Okay. And now we don't have separate shows and I can't get them. And I'm like, this isn't fair because you're working at night and I'll just be sitting at home. I'm forced to watch nothing.
Does she like everything though? Angus and I have the thing. We'll start like Queen's Gambit. You mentioned that one. We started it and he went, I'm not into this. You can watch this in your own time.
Never happens. We usually fall out together. We're both not into this. Genuinely, we're very similar. We do lots together.
So if she doesn't like it, you too probably don't like it.
And also, because like I love film and pop culture and TV, I think I have molded her viewing into what I like. And
it'll happen over 8 years.
Yeah. So now she likes everything I like, but I can't watch anything on my own.
Do you know why? Even with something like The Mandalorian, where you would have thought, oh, she might not be into it, if she thinks you've recommended it, you've got great taste.
Yes.
So I think I might want to try it.
Yes.
That's a really tricky situation. Yeah.
All right. Do you have any platform at all? Because I know that you have signed up to a few. Do you have any platform that she doesn't have a show at the moment that she's into, like an Amazon Prime or
ABC iView?
Probably
SBS Amazon.
SBS On Demand.
I don't think she's watching anything on Amazon right now. We've got something on Stan. We've got something on Netflix, I think.
Yeah. Well, all you've got to do is find a show on that platform that you like and then secretly watch it. Don't tell her. And then, you know, that's the start of a spiral of lies that'll end up breaking you up.
He'll be entertained in the evenings, and that's our priority right now.
There's only so many reruns of, like, you know, Friends or How I Met Your Mother
Have you tried Frasier?
I'm not going to watch that.
I'm the only one who likes Frasier. You might like that. She might not. So you could watch it on your own.
I'm literally, it's either do Gilly's thing and end up in a messy breakup and lies, or do Jess's advice to me off air, which was, you can watch The Last Ship. She'll definitely hate that. No one is watching The Last Ship.
Someone watch The Last Ship so I can talk about it. But she definitely won't like that. And I guarantee you and I would have similar tastes in film and TV.
Yeah.
I am telling you, you'll like it. But it's got McSteamy from Grey's Anatomy in it.
Last Ship aside. You have a big influence on Instagram. I think you've got over 9,000 followers.
Thank you, 12.2.
Who's counting?
Anyway, you just last week, you ate a mango in a weird way. You peeled it all and ate it like an apple, right? And you got a number of, like, a spate of messages.
This is the way to eat mangoes.
The phrase, you've changed my life, was said. Yes, Gilly.
Yeah. Okay, you've mentioned The Last Ship for the last year, I reckon, excess of 50 times. Tell me honestly, how many messages have you got from people? Considering that you've mentioned once in passing how you eat a mango and got a spate of messages, how many people have come back and gone, I watched Last Ship because of you, babe,
Thank you so much.
One girl from the gym, Hayley, when I used to go to the gym, she said she watched it and she liked it.
Yeah, one
Hayley and I talked about it for a little bit, but then she didn't finish it, so we had to stop talking about it.
Honestly, Gilman.
But there was one. Closed. It was Hayley.
If it's Last Ship.
No, I thought you were going to do the mango analogy as I have great advice. Well, let's go
but
to that
like,
portion.
You're 8,000 followers. Jump onto just about anything you do.
Your 4,000 followers, whatever they are, they just they latch on like little
piranhas. Why am I losing so many followers as the seconds go on?
Because you recommend
The Last Ship.
It's very simple, Hit Family. You won't be asked an easier question today. It's just do ya or don't ya. You tell us on 131060. And today is a flow-on from a chat we had yesterday. It's do ya or don't ya wear socks in the sack.
And we mean in the sack.
In the sack.
Oh, you mean like in the sack.
Yes, because I told you a story of a girlfriend of mine who took a young gentleman home for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
He refused to take his socks off. And when she very innocently said, hey, what's that about? You know, you've taken everything else off. He said, I don't feel like my feet are a part of my body and it freaks me out.
Mm.
So he likes to keep them covered. But it did prompt the question of, do you keep your socks on during, even if every other item of clothing is gone?
Yeah, one of the Hit Family called in and said it has been a debate, a 50-50 debate at our cricket club.
Yep.
One of the boys suggesting that it gives you more grip.
Well, it depends on the sheets. I'm all for that. You know what I mean? It was Nathan from Jesmond who said it.
Yep.
And it depends on if you've got silk sheets, I mean, you're not getting grip, you're sliding around.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're wearing on your feet.
Yeah.
I reckon you have more of a chance to get grip with no socks on, though.
Yeah. Oh, have you got little...
Have you tried it? Have you tried
little
socks on?
No, I've never gone sock
time. Don't knock it till you try it, you know, because I'm a big do you for this. You know, I like
a little bit of sock
action.
I don't
think it's sexy taking your socks off. So if everything else comes off, it's like, oh, there's no time. Let's just keep going. And then my feet are still warm. I'm not going to get a cold.
Leave a bit of mystery.
Yeah.
In the throes of passion,
yeah.
When everything else comes off, if a gentleman left his socks on,
yeah.
I would assume there's some fungal issue going on.
Oh.
Do you know, that's my
first
thought.
At least they're being
thought.
Polite. They're not taking
that
them off.
That is polite, yeah. But also don't bring your fungus near me.
Yeah.
And don't mess up my sheets. So, yeah, I guess keep the socks on.
Yeah.
And when I hear about socks on when you're, you know, doing that sort of stuff,
yes.
Yeah. I always picture them as nearly knee high, like just below the knee. And
that's
pull
what I do. Yeah, I have the high socks.
Oh, see, I picture like bed socks, like the real woolly, thick winter
and
socks.
And I like my happy socks. I got colourful patterns. Some have golf balls, some has dolphins.
You don't have any ones with eggplant.
No, I should though. I want my eggplant.
They should
socks.
Be your sexy socks.
Yeah, but we want to know on 13, 10, 60. Yeah, do you, don't you? Wear socks in the sack.
I'm not even going to say the business name, but on Facebook, I don't know if they want this publicised.
No, they've posted it. It's out there.
Don't ya? People who do are serial killers for sure.
Well.
And Ian, so close but not quite, said, notcha.
Okay.
It's do you, don't ya? Not yes.
You
yes.
Know
yes.
What?
Notcha.
A couple more don'tchas. Naomi said it's bad luck.
Well.
Bad luck?
Naomi hasn't tried anything yet.
And Olivia said gross, hot feet syndrome, and so inappropriate. For those, sexual. You know,
well,
sexy encounters.
Christy says, do ya all the time.
Okay, we've got one do ya.
All right, yep. Well, and research, guys, if this will sway you one way or the other, research has shown that you're more likely to, you know, have some happy times at the end.
Yes.
If you do wear socks. Apparently, yep. 50% of couples who were researched got to that point.
That's the blood flow.
Wait, when did you say 50%?
50% got to that point if they weren't wearing socks. 80% when they did wear socks.
Oh.
Yes.
Socks are sexy.
Socks are sexy. You decide, Hit Fam. Do
yes.
You don't you wear socks in the sack? And when we say sack, we mean like sack.
Yeah, you get it.
Yeah, okay. So give us a call. We know you're out there, you freaks. Call us, okay? I need some defense here. We're up to Mariah
Tinia,
Carey.
You're not. Do you keep your, you know,
socks on,
your little pegs covered?
I'm a big do-ya. You guys are don'tchas. I'm a
yeah.
Do-ya.
I just think when you're in the throes of passion, it's not particularly, yeah, I don't know, alluring. To keep your socks on.
But it's also if you've got socks on already, they're the most annoying, frustrating thing to take off. You've got to bend on one leg, you're crouching
agreed.
Over.
Mate, maybe. You need to work out your big toe dexterity and get your big toe tucked in there.
I've got the high socks on. I've got the big high socks.
Yeah, you can work that out. Drag them down to the ankle and kick them off like a shoehorn.
Or just next to the bed, have one of those hooks that people with back problems have to take their socks off.
What are they?
You can pull your socks off and on with like this long hook for people who can't bend over.
Don't you have a pooper scooper for Pam, your dog? Surely that has a little grabby bit on it. You can just rip the sock off.
I'd love to use that thing that touches her poo on my feet. And right before we get into bed together.
Sure. That would be socks sexy. Socks aren't particularly sexy.
I'm sure
but
a scooper
in bed
that.
Is.
Yeah.
You could buy another one just for the bedroom.
Look, we're split, but it's not up to us. Going to rocket Rod in Maitland. Good morning, Rod. Do you, don't you? Wear socks in the sack.
Mate, definitely socks off.
Socks off.
Mate, if you're taking control of the situation, socks are off. You can get a grip on the sheets with your toes, mate.
Okay.
So many grip issues.
No, it's all about angles. It really is.
We're Dunlop volleys if you're that concerned about grip, you know.
Oh, sand shoes. You know, if there's like spiky sand, if people wear those, like rubber slip-on.
Rod's been known to wear football boots, haven't you, Rod?
Yeah, mate. Get the studs in.
Get the studs, dig them on deep.
Oh, Selena is in Metford. Selena, do you, don't you, wear socks in the sack?
Do you, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you? I mean, you're just very husky, Selena.
Yeah, talk to us.
It's just this chat, you know, getting you excited.
Getting a bit cold in Metford, Selena.
Yeah, 100%. My feet get cold all the time, so I love wearing socks.
All right. Yeah. Do you leave a scarf and a beanie on during as well, Selena?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not a great endorsement for the do you camp, I'll be honest. But we're not all weird.
Duck on Selena standing strong.
Me and Selena.
Ryan in Maryland. Do you, don't you, wear socks in the sack?
Socks off.
Socks off. Ryan, right. Have you ever been with a partner who tried to leave them on and you went, no, stop, I will not have it?
Nah, socks off all the way.
Yeah. All the way.
All right. Very good.
Very blunt to the point.
Yeah, no mucking around with this topic,
that.
Is it?
It's good.
And Alice is in Raymond Terrace on 13 10 60. Alice, do you, don't you, socks in the sack?
Do ya? I actually go one step further, and if my partner takes his socks off, I can't do it. Like, I literally have to make him keep his socks on.
Oh, brilliant. Oh. It's a socks-only sack.
It's a sack rule.
Is that for grip? Is that for grip ups?
It's just gross. I hate feet. They smell. They're gross. I'd rather have socks. And you can do socks sexy. You can wear, like, knee-high socks, and you still covered your feet. Yep. So
even your fella wears the knee-high socks, and that doesn't work.
Look, I would like it. He wouldn't like it, but I would still like it if he just covered more of his feet.
Well, guys, we're divided on the phones, which means we're going to have to go to online.
Wait.
Why are you not doing it?
Are you sure we shouldn't go back to Selena? Selena, we're divided.
Yes, we are.
Selena's mind is elsewhere. She's thinking about the sexy socks.
Yeah.
Don't.
Knee-high socks a little bit.
Yeah. You keep thinking about Selena.
Online, guys.
Yeah.
23% said do you to the socks. 77% said don't you.
So we're all not caring about our grip, the don't you camp.
You don't you. Don't listen to him, Selena. We'll keep doing our thing, okay, girlfriend?
Yes, 100%.
I'm so excited to do this. What cute / lame couple thing do you and your partner do? So you think it's cute, but maybe if you've ever said it out loud, someone rolls their eyes or gives you a sort of. Mm. But you think it's cute because Tracy Howell, she's a woman. She's been married to her hubby Clifford.
Clifford. The big red dog.
Clifford and Tracy.
Yeah.
They've been married for 41 years.
Wow.
Okay, 41 years. Mm. And people are saying on the internet that they have a role model marriage, okay? Because Tracy recently took to Facebook to share a little thing she's been doing for almost the length of her marriage to Cliff. And it is the cutest thing I've ever read in my life. She's been making Cliff's lunch for his entirety of working. He's a labourer, so he goes out to the job site. She's been making a little packed lunch for him every day of his working life, all right?
Being adult, Clifford.
They're a bit backwards in their thinking, but that's fine.
They're from Texas. You know, they're southern. They've got that southern hospo thing going on. But
I'll make your lunch, Clifford.
Every night.
Come on in now. I'll go make your lunch. Sit down and get your tea too, Clifford.
Every night. When she's making his little sandwich to take to work the next day, she takes a little bite out of Clifford's sandwich.
Annoying.
No.
Get in my belly!
She takes a little bite. Yeah. So that way, when he goes to work the next day and the clock strikes noon and he sits down to have his lunch, when he sees the bite taken out, he knows it's almost like they're sharing lunch together.
He said
a couple of years ago, because she used to go to the job site and maybe they'd share a lunch.
Clifford, then I'm here. Here's
she couldn't do that anymore. And he said, it's always better when we share the meal together. It tastes better. So she started doing this to give him that sense of though they are sharing. Yeah. And he says it just, every time.
Does it say whether she takes the corner bit with a bit of the crust that's not that great? Or does she take that first satisfying middle bite that is the best and would be really annoying if it was gone?
It doesn't specify, but surely she's taking the satisfying bite. Surely she says, I continue to do it unless it's tuna or cheese because she doesn't like those things.
He's obviously always asking for tuna then.
But he comes home and says,
Here's the thing. She's acting like
tuna
it's cute.
Tuna again, Tracy.
Mate, he comes home and he says, saw you join me for lunch today and it sure was good. Oh, that's so nice.
Speaking from every male, though.
I love it. It's so cute, lame.
No, but he doesn't get his full sandwich. Is she a larger woman? Like, is she just hungry
all
the time?
I'll be honest with you, Ducko. Yeah. It doesn't specify if she's
I reckon she's just bigger, wants to eat.
I don't think that's what it is.
He's going, oh, my God, guys, my wife is eating my lunch again.
No, people are saying, I can see
you're
how you're
eating
as a rake.
He only gets
strong.
Half his lunch every day.
You're here with me again, doll.
This is so special.
Couldn't have had your own frigging sandwich.
I love you guys, and now
make
I love
two.
You. No. This, you know why I'm connecting with this, because this is something Angus and I would do, fiance. We have a rule in our relationship. We don't do anything.
Wait, we have a rule or you have a rule for him?
That wee thing again.
Who came up with the rule and who enforces the rule?
Are you Tracy?
I will be when we've been married for 41. No, we have a rule that if you want to have a night without the other, maybe something's going on, the boys are catching up, the girls are having a lasagna lovers dinner.
Well, they don't eat lasagna.
Anyway. It's what brought us together. I've told you that a million times. I'll say to Angus, like, hey, I was planning on doing something with the girls on Tuesday. Can you plan something? So we never leave the other one at home. So we only do something if the other one can make plans.
Yeah.
And if they can't, then we don't do it.
Good. Sounds nice and independent.
It is independent because we go off to our own friendship group, but only we don't leave the other one home alone, you know, sad, crying in a pillow.
Yeah. Having some much valued me time.
Yeah. It'll
Now,
it'll change.
13, 10, 60, what cute lame couple thing do you do? Look, admittedly, since courting Georgette,
I
first met, I made her
this.
A mixtape before we were officially dating.
Yeah.
And not only was it a mixtape, it had a 7-page write-up of why I love the songs and why I think she
you
might
love
the songs.
You had to make it technical. 7 pages is too many. Like half
I bet
a page
it was handwritten
do.
As well.
Oh, yeah.
This is before computers, obviously. So it must have been with an ink and quill.
Yeah.
But 7 pages on each song?
No, 7 pages total. It's a 10-song mixtape, though. Anyway, every Christmas since, I've done a mixtape for Georgette.
Really? Yes. With accompanying rationale?
Yeah, absolutely. I still give a mixtape in Korean U.
Yeah.
And come up with a different name for the mixtape.
See, that's cute, lame. Mm. Ducko, you've been with your miso for 8 years. Don't even try and tell me you don't have a soft, sweet centre.
Yeah, I've started doing this thing. It's really cute. When I need to fart, I now do it under the doona and trap her. So,
and that super cute.
That is love.
Do you know what? I'll be honest, Ducko. I didn't think you did fart. Like, I felt like you were like a Kim Jong-un style. That because you burn so much energy with your workouts and your clean diet, I was like, he wouldn't fart. I'd be surprised if you poo. So you, that's so cute.
Thank you. Yeah, she
that's
loves
really
it.
That's really cute, you know, lame. It's exactly what we're after. This isn't a terrible. You're basically the modern day Tracy and Clifford.
Yeah, absolutely. If she ate my lunch, I'd not be happy about it. What are you doing? She'd never make my lunch to start off with, though, Morgan.
No.
She'd say, make your own damn lunch.
She's a busy
I'd
working
say, just
woman.
Just one day, please. No.
No.
Welcome to Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three, celebrating the low points of the week on the show.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Tell your best mate to go suck it.
Oh, I will.
Good girl.
Three. We are pretty sure that Nick, Jess and Ducko do a show in Newcastle, Australia. We're also pretty sure they speak English there. But after hearing these three things, we're not so sure.
Are you a Furby?
What are you?
Anastasia, of course.
Of course, exactly what it is.
In a couple of days.
We were a little concerned for Ducko this week about interactions with his family members. First, we wondered if everything was okay at home after hearing this.
Oh, Neo, let me love you. So I spend most of my Tuesday mornings, guys. I wake up, I'm like, it's Morgan, let me love you.
You know? Does she often say no?
Oh, yeah. She's not into me. I think she's driving to work right now, actually.
Morgan. I know you tried to take home the Spider-Man outfit from yesterday, but, you know.
Shoot my web.
Oh, no, no.
She's probably driving along going, I'm so proud of him.
I made a good choice 8 years ago.
He was so young then, there was such promise.
I was sure he would change.
Oh, jeez. It is Nick, Jess and Ducko with you, by the way.
Oh, I think they know.
But then we wondered what he was doing with his family for this story to be a possibility.
So my sister, my oldest sister, Abby, she's had 3 kids already. She's got 1 on the way. 4 is too many. I've told her
this.
It was exciting, the first kid, and then the second comes along, and you sort of like, I've seen them now. 1 comes out, they all come out. You know what I mean? Like, I get it.
It's... What does that sentence mean?
Don't worry. You'll soon stop being concerned about what Ducko's been up to with his sisters when you hear what Nick is urging people to do before Christmas.
Guys, maybe you're not in a position this year to donate money or presents, but there is something in you that you can donate that can make a huge difference. And the Red Cross... No. Demand for blood is high. You guys are so immature.
Don't.
I'm trying to put forth a serious message here.
You just want to make sure, you know, if you want a baby this Christmas...
I was going to say it's the gift of life the Gilman's talking about. But this is also a different gift of life.
I am talking about the gift of life.
Yeah.
You children.
I know.
There were four in the bed and Nick Gill said, do you want another?
Do you want the gift of life? You do have strong
blood
swimmers.
Guys.
Blood.
Oh, blood. Yeah, that's good.
All right. But seriously, it's very important. If you want to go to lifeblood.com.au, that is the place to donate blood.
Lovely. And excellent. The other donations, where can we make those?
All over the place.
And that's it for Nick, Jess and Ducko's Bottom Three.